It may be the season for striking. It's also the season for shopping. And if you're trying to keep an eye on your spending habits, here's a tip. Identify your shopping style.
Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, and she writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. And recently, she was writing about shopping styles. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Thank you. Same to you. And what kind of style shopper are you?
Stay at home and keep my money shopper. I probably fit in the no shopper category. There's five, and I'm the no shopper who just loves to shop and would rather put the money in a kid's college fund or retirement.
Okay,
or
this is
like
not
that.
Your season. So there are four other styles of shoppers besides no shopper. What are they?
Well, there's the impulse shopper, and that's the person who just goes out and buys on a whim. They don't have a plan, no list, no budget. They're just going to let the mood direct them into the right gift. Then there's the plan ahead shopper. My godmother's that type of shopper. She shops all year round, and by Halloween, she's done. Then there is the last minute shopper, which is kind of similar to the no shopper. They don't like to shop, and so they wait till the very last minute, and then they get scared or rushed, and so they buy anything, and they typically overspend. Then there's the inspirational shopper, and they also don't have a plan, and they just perhaps buy based on the best sales that they see.
Well, you know, that's kind of a plan. Buy whatever is reasonably priced. You know, the trouble with being a late shopper, and I say this as someone who's moved across the country in the last 5 years, if you wait till the end to shop, you have to spend a lot more money on shipping to get things there on time.
Actually, you know, they've gotten so good at this online shopping that you can wait almost to the last minute. But if we're talking about a week or two, you're going to pay more for shipping. And also, even in the stores, you're not going to find the items that you want. And then oftentimes, the last minute shopper, because they're in a rush, then they overspend to overcompensate for the fact that they waited to the last minute.
Let me ask you about something here in families. Do you ever make this deal with your siblings? Look, presents only for the children. We're not going to spend any more money on the adults because all the adults already have more than they already need.
Absolutely. That's a great way to stay within your budget. And families have all kinds of ways to limit the shopping. That's one way. Say all the adults don't buy anything. Or you could buy one family gift.
We make that deal, but, you know, everybody breaks the deal, so it doesn't work.
It's true. I mean, somehow the spirit moves you, and it's great. People want to give, and that's a wonderful thing. And I'm a very, I'm frugal, but I give in different ways. You know, I give to charity, or I help my niece go to college, as opposed to buying stuff that none of us really want or have the room for, or most times even like.
Thank you, Michelle. The Grinch Singletary, our regular expert on personal finance. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. She is a regular guest here. Happy holidays to you, Michelle.
Thank you, and you as well.
And to hear more from Michelle, check out her NPR podcast. Just go online at npr.org/colorofmoney, all one word, for Michelle's guidance.